I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think of Black history and Harriet, you think of two women. I know, Harriet Tubman and Harriet Winslow from Family Matters. On today's episode of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either, I introduce you to Harriet Jacobs. I didn't know, maybe you didn't need. I didn't know, maybe you didn't need. I didn't know, maybe you didn't need. I didn't know, I didn't know, I didn't know. Harriet Jacobs lived to be 84 years old, born in Edenton, North Carolina. Now, Harriet was born in 1813, but by 1825, her owner had died. But in the will, she had been willed off to the 3-year-old niece, but a 3-year-old can't really do much with a 12-year-old. So her daddy, Dr. James Norcom, was the de facto master. By the time Harriet was 15, her owner, Norcom, starts making his wife jealous. Why? Because, of course, he's flirting with Harriet. But Harriet fell in love with a free black man who wanted to pay for her freedom. Can you believe her owner, Norcom, forbade her from fraternizing with the free black man? Yeah, you probably can't believe that. So introduce Samuel Sawyer. He was a white man, an elitist. He fathered her only two kids. And when she got pregnant, Ms. Norcom kicked Harriet out, and Harriet went to go live with her granny, Molly. Harriet decided she was going to escape. She was first aided by a white woman who was a slave owner her damn self. Then she hid in a swamp near town. Eventually, she found this tiny crawl space right above the roof at her granny house. It was 9 feet by 7 feet, and it was 3 feet at its highest point. Like, she legit could not stand up in this joint. Man, Norcom was so mad when he couldn't find her, he sold her kids and her brother to slave traders and demanded that the slave traders sell them in different states so they could never find each other again. But he didn't know that the slave traders were secretly in cahoots with Sawyer, and he bought all three of them. Boy, that had Norcom hot as fish grease. By 1842, Harriet was 29, and she escapes to Philly. She lived in that 9-foot-7 space for 7 years. In Philadelphia, she met Mary and Nathaniel Willis, and that's when her life changed. They hired her, no experience, to be the nanny. Those two families were locked in from 1842 to 1917. Now, by 1843, Harriet had to dip. Why? Her location had been compromised, and Master Norcom was on his way to force her back into slavery. 2 years later, Mary Willis dies, and Nathaniel Willis and baby Emma Jean go on a 10-month visit to England to visit her family, and they take Harriet Jacobs with them. In England, Harriet saw an entirely different life. There was no racism. She never forgot that. By 1850, she was visiting Nathaniel and Emma Jean and his new wife, and the new wife asked, would Harriet be the nanny? But now the Fugitive Slave Law of 1850 had been passed, so it was a lot more risk involved. And sure enough, Master Norcom popped up on the scene again, and Harriet had to make a run for it. But this time, the new wife, Cornelia Willis, sent Harriet to Massachusetts with her 1-year-old daughter, Lillian. And Harriet told Cornelia how dangerous it was out there, with constant danger for herself and other enslaved black women who'd been separated from their children. But that white woman was smart. She told Harriet, listen, if you should happen to get caught, Harriet, they're going to have to return that baby to the mother. And the moment they return her, I'm going to save you, Harriet. You have my word. That was in 1852. 9 years later, 1861, under the pseudonym Linda Brent, Harriet Jacobs wrote the American classic Incidents in the Life of a Slave Girl. In this book, she talks about how she finally gets her freedom purchased and how she reunites with her family. So from this day forth, when we're talking black history, there's a third Harriet that we'll put in the conversation. Harriet Tubman, Harriet Winslow, and Harriet Jacobs. I didn't know.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.